Becker on Darren Donick and Chase, presented by Curation CBD. Curation CBD, curated for life. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. We say hello. We head over to Belmont's campus and speak with their head coach, Casey Alexander. Casey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
What's new and exciting?
See, basketball season just around the corner.
Is it?
Is it? Any day now.
Okay, well, tell us about it.
We've got some football stuff to take care of first. But yeah, basketball's not too far away.
Well, tell us about your schedule. So when do you guys get cranked up?
Yeah, it almost never ends anymore, which is a great thing. We get our players for quite a bit of time in the summer, and it always feels like we're in season. But the official start to our season game play is November 9th.
Two months from tomorrow.
Are you ready to start getting asked the questions? How are you guys going to handle the pressure of being good? Because those questions are coming, you know.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. You know, I mean, I think that's, you know, you'd rather have it that way than the other way, for sure. You know, and I totally trust the makeup of our team. I think the best part about it is we get a lot of older guys. Leadership's good. They understand what it's all about. And as Joe Maddon likes to say, never let the pressure exceed the pleasure.
Look at you. Gosh, what a good quote. last year was different for everybody. How do you think this year is going to play out? I mean, do you think because of last year, and we're in a better place, we're not there yet, but we're in a better place, do you feel like it'll feel a whole lot more normal than last year? How do you anticipate in this season playing out?
Yeah, totally will feel more normal than last year. There's no doubt about that. But we've already learned some tough lessons just in the few weeks that we've been back at school that, you know, it never goes according to plan. You know, we've got 14 guys on our roster, and we had 7 available yesterday for different reasons. And so I think what we learned from last year is that we can handle anything, and it just comes with the territory, and you just kind of pick up the pieces and move on, do the best you can.
Why are you so excited about this year's team that's coming back? Which, by the way, is it literally like the whole team coming back? I mean, you don't have any new faces, do you, or very few new faces?
We return, I'm going to say, 97-98% of our minutes and our scoring. So we lost one player, you know, that was, I guess, technically about our 12th man. So it's not entirely everybody, but we returned the bulk of our team. We had no seniors on last year's team. We have five fifth-year seniors returning, all of which have already graduated from Belmont and are in graduate school, all of which could come back for their COVID year next year as their sixth year, even though none of them will. But, you know, so that's what we're most excited about. And, you know, not just being old, but, you know, you take a guy like Nick Musinski, who's already a three-time all-conference player, and he's back, and Grayson Murphy, who's on path to set the all-time OVC record for steals and assists. And those are two pretty good bookends for a team that's got some ambition for postseason play.
No doubt about it. So, yeah, you are just about a month out from your first game against Ohio. So, and I know we'll talk to you as we get closer when you're getting ready to truly get it cranked up. But early on, and we've talked about this with you in the past, but especially with a team like this, what are you going to try to accomplish, like, out of the gates, like maybe like the first 2 or 3 weeks? What are you looking to gauge as the head coach of this team early on?
Yeah, it should be more a measure of pick up where you left off scenario for us this year. As far as, you know, we know what our personnel is. You know, we know what we can do. There's not going to be a lot of surprises. You know, so that doesn't mean you walk in and you just and you play great from the beginning, but there's no real time of getting our feet wet, let's see what we have scenario, which is often the case when you start the season.
Yeah, you've got some intriguing games early on, LSU and Evansville, and I said Ohio. I mean, there's some Alabama, I think, is on there somewhere.
I want to see a matchup with Iona. I hope that works out. I want to see Rick Pitino versus Casey Alexander. That'd be awesome.
I'm 0-1 against Richard Pitino, but never faced Rick Pitino. So, it should be interesting. We do have a lot of, you know, Ohio, for example. You know, they win an NCAA tournament game last year. We've got them on the schedule, and we open up our tournament in Orlando against Drake, who won an NCAA tournament game last year, and we got them on the schedule, and you know, and It's going to be competitive. It's going to be difficult. It's Belmont's used to playing a tough schedule. It didn't work out that way last year because of COVID, but we're kind of back where we belong as far as scheduling is concerned.
Talking to Casey Alexander, head coach for Belmont. I want to go back to something you mentioned, Casey. You have five graduated seniors. They're all in graduate school. And one of the things I thought about, I mean, these are all guys we've been watching play for you for a long time, but across the country, we know the transfer rule in general is different, but the graduate transfer, you know, it's never a given. You see all kinds of mid-major players jumping up and trying to play a year for a major team, but all these guys wanted to come back and play for Belmont. I think that says a lot.
Yeah, I agree that it does. It's really meaningful to what we're trying to do here, and those guys, you know, that could literally have gone anywhere and played. And they could have done it anyway because of the new transfer rules where you don't have to sit out a year. But it would have been easy for Nick Musinski, Grayson Murphy, those guys, for example, to say, hey, I've graduated from Belmont. I've given them 4 good years, and so I'm going to try myself somewhere else. But they didn't, you know, and I think it shows that they're getting a great experience at Belmont. I think they love their teammates and their team, and I think all of us kind of feel like we've got some things left out there for us to do this year.
What challenges does that create where you basically have a do-over year and some guys have a lot of flexibility in what their options are? So what does that do for you recruiting-wise as you try to build for the next couple of years?
Yeah, it was interesting for us because, you know, everybody who played last year got a COVID year back. And essentially, last year did not count against their eligibility. But that didn't really affect us because we had no seniors. Other teams had a lot of seniors that are coming back for a super senior year. You know, they get an extra senior year. That was not the case for us because we had no seniors. That's why our guys could come back for a sixth year even if they want to. But so it's minimal impact on us. We're kind of business as usual, honestly. We'll have to go, you know, as the next couple of years go by, we'll have to make sure that we ask Ben Shepherd, for example. He's a junior for us right now. Hey, are you going to play a fifth year, an extra year? But it hasn't impacted us a lot.
You know, it's funny, Casey, you played on some teams back in the day that scored a ton of points and racked up a lot of, I'm sure some of the school records are probably with guys from your era that you played with. But if you play 6 years for Belmont, I can imagine you can rack up some serious career stats.
Yeah, you're going to, so longevity for record holding would be there. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. And you know what? That's going to be interesting across the country. I mean, it's just such a unique time and a bizarre scenario that, you know, how are those, is it going to be mastered by those names, or is it just, we're just going to carry on and everybody forget how they got them?
We're talking to Casey Alexander, head coach at Belmont. And I got to be honest with you, Casey, I'm a little bummed that only one matchup against Lipscomb. I know that people nationally may not understand that rivalry, but around here we certainly do. But just the one matchup in December this year.
Yeah, you know, we were forced to play only once last year because of COVID. One of those games got canceled, and we couldn't find a place anywhere to reschedule it. And just, again, there are a lot of teams out there that are still dealing with scheduling issues, or at the very least using COVID as an excuse for scheduling. And that is not the case here. That's not the case for us or Lipscomb. But in any case, we're just playing once this year, and I would anticipate we go back to twice moving forward, but you never know. You know, there's an argument both ways. We both love having the home game, and they're important to all of our people, but, you know, would the game have a little bit more pizzazz if it was once a year instead of twice? Who knows?
You've been on both sides of that rivalry, obviously, as a player and coach at Belmont and a coach at Lipscomb. I mean, how important is it to you to keep that rivalry going because the schools are so close together?
Yeah, it only makes sense. And it is still, you know, it's still a game that everybody that follows both teams circles on their calendar and wants to be a part of. So it would be foolish for us not to maintain that tradition and continue to play each other. I mean, I think it's honestly a really healthy rivalry at this point. It used to be a little bit more blood and guts, but I think now there's a pretty healthy respect for, you know, with everybody involved, even though we still both clearly would like to win the game as opposed to the other alternative.
As you talk about these players that are all coming back and your seniors, you know, obviously the points and the production on the court are what you're looking for, but the leadership off the court, how beneficial is that as you continue to build the culture that you're wanting to put in place as the head coach at Belmont?
Yeah, I think that's the unique opportunity that we have this year. Just so many guys that have been in the program for so long, and, you know, when you're trying to consistently get better, you're trying to consistently elevate your program, you know, to new things and higher points. You know, it's these kinds of opportunities where that can occur. You know, if I want to look ahead and dream a little bit, and I think about all these seniors, and I think about a deep postseason run and NCAA tournament, you know, clearly you could, you know, hope to look back and say, well, that's, you know, it should have been the case. They've got a lot of guys that have won a lot of games and been around for a long time, and that's what dream seasons are made of. So that's the ambition. We'll see how it turns out.
Casey, I appreciate the time as always. It's good to talk to you, and I know we're going to talk a lot more down the road as the season gets closer, but 2 months away, it's almost here.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks, guys. You guys are always great to us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. He is Casey Alexander, the head coach of the Belmont Bruins, as they released their schedule yesterday. November 9th, things will get tipped off at Ohio as they will get their season going.
They're going to be really, really good.
They're going to be fun
really,
to watch.
Really, really good. We know how good they were last year. They've got everybody back. They got a chip on their shoulder because, remember, they lost the conference championship game, and then they got hosed by the NIT, which was ridiculous. I'm still upset about that, but you're going to see a pretty darn good motivated. They all came back. Remember how many transfers we've talked about across the country in every program?
Yeah.
It is a shuffle. Like, you can't even keep track of it. They all came back to play for Belmont. That's a really interesting story.
Well, you know what that says to me? It's a credit to, you know, Rick Byrd, obviously, for as many years as he was there, but it's a credit to Casey Alexander and the culture that he's maintained since taking over, but also built, because he's put his stamp on things. It's his team now. I mean, Rick Byrd's always going to be recognized for what he did, but I think people recognize what Casey's doing, and they want to stay, and they want to see it through. I think that's awesome. So we will come back with much more. Again, Mike Vrabel going to address the media at the top of the hour. Tim Hasselbeck will be today at 12:30. We'll have much more coming here. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.